Finally, after thousands and thousands of years of human innovation,
what?
It's finally paid off.
Wait, what?
Really?
What just happened?
Because let's be honest, we've come up with a lot of really dumb, useless food inventions over the years.
Not useless.
I mean,
but very dumb, yes.
You see them on those late night infomercials.
Oh my God.
I love
my mother-in-law just gave me an avocado saver. It is the dumbest thing.
Oh my God, my grandma gave me one of those.
Wait, what is that? Yeah. I want one.
It is so dumb.
You put half of an avocado in it.
Yeah, and you can only put half in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So it doesn't go spoiled.
It's gonna be something stupid like this.
You know, they have those things, the laser powered pizza cutters.
Oh yeah.
The banana koozie.
Oh yeah. Seriously, dude.
The 1 ounce water bottle.
Yeah. Just keep refilling it.
Oh, I'm really glad I took this. But no, recently engineering students from John Hopkins University creating something actually worthwhile.
All right.
It's called Tasty Tape.
What is that?
It's an edible adhesive piece of tape that you use to keep burritos and your other wrapped foods sealed while you eat them.
My mind is blown.
Wow. Is it made out of like rice or something?
They said they tested a bunch of different ingredients before they settled on the final recipe for the tape. But they promise it's edible, it's safe, and it has the strength to keep even the fattest burrito closed tight.
That's gonna be a life changer.
I'm so down for this.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Unclear when it's gonna be available because the patent is still pending, but it's coming soon. You won't have to worry about holding your burritos tight. Or if you're on a diet, screw the burrito. Just eat the tape.
Oh. Yeah!
The future is here. We don't have to invent anything else.
Yeah. I'm always going to remember today.
Edible tape, dude.
We peaked.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to the shot caller question of the day. No Bucket in studio today. Sending it right over to Digital Jake to tell us what the question's going to be. Jake, what's going on?
Well, I'm not sure if our listeners know this, but years ago, our own Brooke Fox paid developers to clear out land to build their palatial estate in a very exclusive area of the city.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you mean my 1927 house that I live in?
Is that how many millions it cost?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
In doing so, she caused 13 endangered species to officially go extinct.
Oh, yeah. You're the white rhino.
Our house is on a 3,500 square foot lot.
There's a lot of wildlife going to live there.
I bring it up because today is National Endangered Species Day. And we're calling attention to these rare at-risk animals whose lives are at stake due to climate change, disease, and other factors.
Humans are the factors. Yeah.
And we'll be putting a spotlight on just a few of them with a round the room creature conservation pick a critter from the litter shot caller question of the day.
I love it. All my time watching Wild Kratts with my kids is finally going to pay off.
We'll see.
Each person will be given three names of animal species. Two are made up, and you have to tell me which one is the real animal currently on the endangered list. Okay. If you do that, you're safe from the shock. Alexis, we'll start with you because you thought the movie Finding Nemo was a documentary based on real events.
That is so cute.
Wait, can we help or no, Jake?
No helping.
No helping, okay.
No one's helping these animals, so you can't help Alexis or anyone else. Which of these is a real endangered species, Alexis?
Okay.
The tasseled, lump-sucking Arabic armadillo. The Himalayan waffle-coned butterfly.
What are these names?
Or Santa Catarina's guinea pig. Here's a list.
Oh, thanks. Why do they all sound made up?
I don't know. It's hard because Jake is so creative with...
So smart.
Like, lump sucking has to be made up for the armadillo, right?
I don't know.
Surely nothing is named that.
Or else it would have been your college mascot.
I don't know, but also waffle cone butterfly.
A Himalayan waffle cone sounds delicious.
I know.
Right?
Salty.
The description's really
good.
Well,
I'm going to take off guinea pigs. I don't think those are extinct. Or not getting endangered. So I'm going to go with the Himalayan waffle cone butterfly, Jake.
Delicious.
Santa Catarina's guinea pig.
Really?
Found only on a small island off of Brazil.
Oh, we see a picture,
The population of guinea pig is diminishing from poaching and land development.
Did not know that.
So you got that incorrect.
Yeah. Black, white, and orange.
Having one in a teenager's bedroom doesn't count as
See, that's what I was thinking
wildlife.
Of. Yeah.
Next, let's go on to Brooke.
Okay.
And for the record, I tried to pick an animal that you haven't killed and fried up for lunch, and honestly, it took me a long while.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
Which of these is a real endangered species? David's back-tatted lizard,
cool.
Nelson's small-eared shrew, or Aladdin's turkey run doodle doodle, which, by the way, is a type of monkey found in Kenya. Here's your list.
Whoa.
Wow.
Interesting.
This is really interesting.
So I feel like David's back tatted lizard sounds like the name of a rock band.
It does. Yeah. Or like a dive bar.
Yeah. Or somebody I dated in a trailer park a long time ago. I'm going to go with that one is made up. Nelson's long-eared shrew. I'm not even sure what a shrew is. Aladdin's turkey run doodle doodle. I really want this one to be real.
Yeah. So you love Aladdin.
And you want to eat it?
The Aladdin part is what throws me off. If it was a turkey run doodle doodle. I think I'm going to go with Nelson's long-eared shrew is what is endangered.
I like your answer, Brooke.
Oh, yay! Nice.
Nelson's small-eared shrew... found in eastern Mexico, the shrew is losing its natural habitat due to human development. Plus, they're being forced into smaller territories, which means more predators.
It's so cute.
That one's not as cute as the guinea pig, though.
So small-eared shrew.
On to Jose, who just a few years ago had 4 endangered species placed into his adult diaper when he started the show.
Seriously, one was a cricket.
Jose, which of these is a real endangered animal? The vampire snapping bat snake.
Whoa.
The spiny tailed hippo scorpion.
Ooh.
Or the Indian peacock tarantula.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I think I'm scared.
Vampire snapping bat snake. That just sounds like someone put the scariest words together they could possibly think of.
Yeah.
I feel like I can see in my head a slow-mo clip of a snake jumping up and grabbing a bat out of midair.
I could see that too.
You know what I'm saying? Spiny-tailed hippo scorpion. Why would it be a hippo scorpion?
A big fat scorpion.
It's ears all boom, flopping
boom,
around.
Boom, boom.
I'm going Indian peacock tarantula.
Yay!
Wow.
The Indian peacock tarantula is a bright blue member of the tarantula family.
That is so beautiful.
Wow.
You guys should, if you can't see this image, you have to Google search
it. It's actually a pretty spider.
I wonder if they have them at Petco.
It looks like a tarantula that went to a rave.
Finally, we're on to Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Which of these is a real endangered animal? The pygmy three-toed zebra death cat.
Whoa.
Please don't laugh. This is serious.
Sorry. If you're endangered, I'm sorry.
The Cuban greater funnel-eared bat.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Tibetan muffin-topped mosquito.
Here's your mosquito.
Chubby mosquito.
He just doesn't know when to stop sucking, that little guy. Muffin-top mosquito. That just sounds ridiculous.
It's so funny.
Really funny, but I mean, there's no way that's real.
It doesn't know how to do portion control.
Yeah, so I'm just going to eliminate that one. So it's between the Cuban great funnel-eared bat and the pygmy three-toed zebra death cat.
The big two, as they're known.
Yeah.
That's the funniest one.
I mean, funnel-eared bat, that sounds real.
All right.
This bat is native to Cuba, and the natural erosion of the cave habitat's been made worse due to human development and mining, Brooke.
Only person getting shocked today is going to be Alexis, and somebody wanted to hear Animals by Maroon 5.
Baby, I'm praying on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Save the peacock spiders.
Yeah, yes! For sure.
Your phone tap's coming up. Just a few minutes.